You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people. Hello from Jessica on the our wonderful Breadline show, and
hello from Daryl.
Yes. So
where you been, Jessica? I haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, well, first of all, I've been not in the country. But it looks like the whole studio has been dressed up amazingly, and apparently there's something coming up that we should all know about.
Yes, it's our Radiothon this month, and our show, our Radiothon, is on next week. So we're hoping people have been saving up their pennies to donate their extra cash to 3CR.
Yeah.
And don't forget, if you're on a wage, you're a working man, any donations, $2 and over, is tax deductible.
Yeah, very good. And a working woman as well.
And working woman, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I've been out and about. I've been in Spain, and I've also been in the UK. So,
great.
Yeah, I feel quite refreshed from the break, and I've sort of picked up a few bits and pieces of info about how people are sort of getting by or not getting by on welfare in the UK. So,
yeah.
I mean, positive news from Spain is that the nasty laws that they have about undocumented migrants in many European countries are not in force in Spain. In fact, they've actually got an amnesty on all that, those restrictions on people not having their documents. So basically, right, anyone who's living in Spain right now can work. So that just shows you at least one country is being a bit, showing their human side.
Yeah, they're opened. Yeah. Open, which is good, yeah.
And the other sort of encouraging thing about Spain is there's a lot of squatting, there's a lot of empty houses, especially in rural areas. Mm. And so there are people just going out and squatting them, although they have been charging people. They charged some people for actually sort of rebuilding a half-wrecked house, and they charge them with damage when they're actually building the house.
So when they're actually improving it.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty outrageous. But
well, under the law, I guess that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing, like in this country, I know if the owner comes to a building and you see squatters and they can offer him, well, look, here's a few dollars towards the rent. Can we have a receipt? And the owner will say, yeah, no worries. But as soon as he does that, immediately he's under the Residential Tenancies Act.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think...
Which a lot of them don't realise.
Yeah. I mean, most people who are squatting long-term really try and avoid anything to do with the owners, for sure. But, yeah, you might get a case of that. And that's another thing, yeah. Well, so, yeah, another positive squatting story from Barcelona was they started to wreck one of the squats and people started rebuilding it. And they rebuilt it with a chain of people. There were enough people there they could pass the bricks and stone along this long chain.
Oh,
and so
wow.
They basically used collective power to sort of rebuild a house that they could live in. So
it's a numbers game, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's all that thing if you have that support. So that was pretty inspiring. But, yeah, situation in the UK, not so good. For example, a lot more people who are on disability payments are getting hassle. And I heard of a terrible case of someone who was refused their application for a payment. And they said, well, you've managed to get into the office for the interview, so that means you're obviously able to get out and about, so we're not going to allow you, approve that. So, yeah.
But what if he didn't turn up for the interview? He still wouldn't have got it.
That's right. Then you would have been a no-show and you wouldn't have got it. So anyway, that's just one example of the inhumanity of the systems that operate unfortunately, in this country and also over there.
Yeah.
Squatting's not going so well in the UK, unfortunately, because it's basically illegal, and only if you squat in a commercial property, you might get away with it for a while. And a few years back, Gordon Ramsay had a sort of luxury pub that he was going to probably turn into one of those gastro pubs, not gastro as in gastroenteritis, gastro as in an amazing food place, but people did squat that for a while.
So,
squatting is not doing so well, but there's lots of other activity, and it was pretty interesting to hear what people are getting up to. I met a young guy who was on payments, and he was managing to go and volunteer in all these things like a food kitchen that was operating in the East End of London, and also volunteer at the Anarchist Bookshop. And he was pretty happy with the fact that he had some payments that could mean that he could do what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
As far as I was concerned, he was doing something pretty useful.
Yeah. And squatting's illegal in the UK, you were
well,
saying?
Well, yeah, it's much harder.
So if you can't afford to rent a place or buy a place, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah, well, as with here, a lot more people are camping, sleeping in tents, sleeping rough. There were plenty of people sleeping rough. And probably people can get away with living if they're out in the country as well, in the forests. Maybe you could set up tents and so on. But actually, when I lived in Kay and was squatting, it was much easier to squat empty houses everywhere. The councils often didn't know where the properties were that they owned. So, it was we could take advantage of that bureaucratic loophole. But now, if you can squat a commercial property that's disused, you can probably get by for a while. But they could easily come back. Anyway, we better remind our listeners about the exciting party which we're having next week and next Monday we'll be having for the Radiothon.
Ah, yes.
And
yes.
I have to say, gold leaf decorations. Not real gold leaf, just decorations are up in the studio already. And, we're hoping for a fun show.
If you're a renter with problems such as repairs, getting your bond back, negotiating a rent hike, or facing eviction, it helps to know your rights. For free information and advice on renting, you can visit Tenants Victoria at www.tenants.vic.org.au, Arnica Legal at www.anikalegal.com, or contact your nearest community legal centre. The government is planning to demolish and redevelop high-rise public housing towers in Melbourne. If you're living in a public housing tower and need free legal advice about your options, find your nearest community legal centre at www.fclc.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
So, Daryl, what's been happening here while I've been away?
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
I can tell you what's been happening because I've been online, and unfortunately I hear that it's been Reconciliation Week, and there've been, since in the 5 weeks I've been away, there've been two deaths of First Nations people in police custody.
Yes, I think that's disgusting. I mentioned one last week.
There's been a second one, and I mentioned it to people I was meeting over there, and it's something that is particularly sort of peculiar to this colonized country, that this is happening all the time, and all the well-meaning so-called inquiries just mean nothing because there's a police force that has no humanity that are operating. One death was in the Northern Territory, as I understand.
Northern Territory, yeah.
And then the other one...
For that one, the police are refusing to release any video of that.
That was the one that was parents. In the shopping
Yeah, the one at the shopping centre. You know, the police were saying, well, he did this and he did that. You know, he's on the attack or something, but, you know, why don't they show the release the video?
And why have there never been police charged for these sort of, occurrences? Yeah, and, of course...
And they rejected an independent investigation into it, so they're not doing that. Why not?
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Yeah, I think people who I mentioned it to were quite sort of bemused. They're not really... At least we, especially people on 3CR, are very aware of these terrible occurrences. But in the UK, there isn't that same thing of awareness of, well, the remote areas where the police are getting away with this sort of stuff. The union is still able to give people advice if they're having any trouble with social security payments and also with the job centres. So if you do have any concerns, you can contact us by email on advocacy@auw.org.au and someone will get back to you and, if necessary, have a talk about what you might be going through.
3CR Radiothon 2025. Your station, your voice.
For the month of June, we're asking listeners to donate to the station to help keep us going. We rely on the generous donations of the community to survive. Go to 3cr.org.au/donate and show your support for community-owned and community-run media.
Yes, wonderful 3CR.
Yes, and don't forget our Radiothon show is coming up on the 16th of June. So keep saving up your pennies because at 3CR we really need all the help we can get to stay on air. Because if you want to know what's really going on, then you don't want to rely on mainstream media, you know, heavily influenced by Rupert Murdoch, big business governments or any other criminal organisations. And if you're a wage earner, of course, any donation of $2 over is tax deductible.
Very good, yes. So, the thing I'll be doing in the next couple of weeks is going up to the Anti-Poverty Summit. So we've had Jay on the show before talking about that.
Yep.
This is an initiative of the Anti-Poverty Centre and also the Anti-Poverty Networks and also supported by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. So it's coming up on the 21st and the 22nd of June at Griffith Uni in Brisbane. So I'm going to be heading up there with another union member. And, it's going to be good to meet people. Of course, they've already held some online sessions, and so that's something for people. If you're sort of interested in some of these topics, there are some online sessions that you'd be able to sort of link into. Contact the show or 3CR if you need more info on that. But the first day, some of the panel discussions will be on incarceration, gender and poverty, parenting in poverty, barriers, exclusion and stigma from a parent and child perspective, the poverty machine, why the economy needs poor people and who pays, essential creativity, art in the unemployed workers movement, the hidden harm of food banks, solidarity across borders in the anti-poverty movement, decommodification or supply, what is the answer to the housing crisis, and self and peer advocacy, methods and practices, and stories from employment services, incarceration and incarceration. So, I think
a lot of important topics there.
Yeah, yeah. I think the thing about the food banks is interesting because there's that whole sort of feeling of stigma that people have when they have to go to a food bank, and sometimes you have to give lots of information or show your pension card or, you know, healthcare card before you can actually get food from the food banks. In Wonthaggi, where I live, we have a lovely initiative by the CWA, the Country Women's Association. So they give out food I've mentioned it before on the show, on Mondays and now on Wednesdays as well. And what they do, they set it up from the back of a ute. And so they collect up the food that's been collected by people just donating into a shopping trolley in the supermarkets. And then they just hand it out and they say, no judgment. You know, basically they've been running out. So, but I think, it's a great, it's lots of different ways that you can run a food bank. So hopefully we'll get some more ideas on that. Then, of course, there's the great people up in Uwe and Gurrumbilbara, as in Mackay and Townsville, and they have these big free food sessions where they hire a hall and then just give out all kinds of groceries, all kinds of food and other things. It's a bit of a party, really. It's a free party.
Like the one that's run out of the back of a ute, though, because that way, you know, the ute can go where it's needed.
Well, they're really set up just in one supermarket car park, and they're just set up there at a regular time once a week. And then because it's winter, they're also they're operating out of the RSL hall. People are getting to know about it, which is good. So anyway, on the Sunday at this conference, we're going to be holding discussions on planning and community building to build stronger national communities to combat poverty. We're also going to be hearing from some of the Brisbane groups what they're up to. And that group that I mentioned before that operates in North Queensland, they're the Anarchists Against Poverty in North Queensland. So I'm going to be mentioning that what their activity is, because they also go out to people who are sleeping in the parks and hand out cooked meals. So that's another way of doing it, going to the people who really need just something warm in their stomach for the night.
Make a big difference. Plus, it's good mixing with all these other groups as well. You know, it's a great way of exchanging information and ideas and things like that.
And if you want to catch up with some of the discussions that have already been held as part of this summit, you can go to the Anti-Poverty Centre's YouTube channel. So I think that would be pretty straightforward. You'd be able to just find it by going into YouTube and then and then searching on Anti-Poverty Centre. So that'll give you, if you want to hear what's been talked about already, that's the place to go. So, I'll be able to report on Breadline about how the conference went. And I think there might be going to be some protests as well as part of it. So should be good. So we've got a few.
Sounds all exciting.
Yeah, so we've got a few things coming up on the show. So,
We're just discussing the time we have left. We've still got, 3 minutes to kill?
I can kill it. I can kill it easily. I'm full of go because I've just been away for 5 weeks.
You can tell we're amateurs. We shouldn't be saying things like that on the air.
That's right. The thing I was going to mention as well is that I'll be interested when I'm up in Brisbane, Mianjin, because there have been some evictions in the last month while I've been away of people who've been sleeping in Musgrave Park, which is a central park near the centre of Brisbane. And then I think also there's some evictions being done on people who are sleeping in Gold Coast sort of area. As we know, it's much easier to sleep in a tent up in Queensland compared to down here. A lot of people have headed up. I know Coffs Harbour has got a big population of people who have sort of set up camping in.
Isn't it amazing? Like, you know, there's a shortage of housing and it's so expensive even to try and rent one. So people opt to sleep in a tent. And the government still, they don't like that either. They're evicting them from there.
Yeah, well, that's right. You have to be invisible. If you're homeless, they don't want you to be, sleeping anywhere where they can see you.
Incredible.
I mean, the footage I saw, which was filmed by, which was Purple Pingers, Jordan van der Lam, who's a bit of a housing activist, who's the one who's been advertising, you know, where the empty houses are on his YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And also on Instagram. So he was sharing the film of people's tents being taken away, and of course the people as part of the camp were arguing, and they're perfectly good tents and they're getting put in the council bins, and who are the council workers? Oh, the great thing was there were members of the CFMEU, the union, were there arguing again with the workers who were pulling apart the tents.
So there's
pushback on that all the time. And as as in the CSA that we showed that I played earlier, there's
the community service announcement.
There are people still pushing back about the Housing Commission evictions, which unfortunately, as far as I heard, are still going ahead. Although there was also a protest last week where they came in to start drilling in preparation to possibly demolishing one of the housing blocks, and people protested, and the people who were doing the drilling went away. So I see our next show, the Eritrean
Voice Show.
Voices show, they're ready outside, so we better say goodbye. And they've given us a bit of a reminder. So you'll hear from us, Daryl and me and Danielle, next week for our special Radiothon show. And so it's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me, Daryl.
Good night. Bye.
Good night.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.